Americans. Yeah. We are people. We are in the land of the free. Yeah. We have a right to go to the store and buy Arizona tea and a pack of Skittles and return home.
In the Allen Chapel AME Church just off Goldsboro Boulevard, Pastor Valerie Houston dedicated the Sunday service to Trayvon Martin.
We are somebody with strength. We are somebody that justice must roll down. We are somebody who must stand up and pray and tell America we've come too far to turn back now.
Worshippers sang, shouted, clapped, and prayed, expressing joy, sadness, anger, resignation, and defiance. A University of Central Florida student delivered a speech about the 17-year-old. Another young parishioner performed a dance in Martin's honor. Houston delivered a sermon in which she evoked Martin Luther King Jr. in calling for peace. She lamented Black oppression and called on parishioners to rise up by voting and seeking an education and political office. Historic Goldsboro Boulevard was quiet as parishioners filed out. Andrea Sibley was selling Caribbean food across the street as a fundraiser for a local nonprofit. She said people in Goldsboro are feeling
anger, you know, just disappointment, just more building of distrust in a criminal justice system and a Sanford Police Department that has not sought justice for the people of this community.
Up the street, a recently installed memorial for Martin drew onlookers on their way home from church. Some looked down on the memorial with their children at their side. Others snapped pictures for their Facebook pages, their way of affirming their support. Assistant Pastor Vanita Robinson of Allen Chapel AME Church stopped by the memorial on her way home. A neighborhood watch volunteer herself, Robinson felt the verdict was unjust.
This is just the beginning. You know, even though the verdict is here, you still have to keep going forward. You still have to believe in justice.
Local civil rights leaders worked with authorities to promote a message of peace. Turner Clayton Jr., president of the local branch of the NAACP, was in Orlando Sunday at the organization's annual conference. He says the verdict left him saddened.
We're looking at having several town hall meetings for them to actually come out to express their feelings, to release some of that anger that they have inside. That way, they'll get a chance to get some response to that in order to help calm their nerves. Because right now, people are upset.
Back on historic Goldsboro Boulevard, Mo Williams described the verdict as pathetic. He was born and raised in Goldsboro and said the verdict is a reminder for Black families that they must teach their children to be conscientious about their decisions.
But not be angry, but take it out in a different way, you know, a different concept about life. Like I say, keep your name straight, get you some education, you know, be able to vote, go to the polls, you understand what I'm saying, you know, and just try to live a good life, but a decent life.
With church over, historic Goldsboro Boulevard grew silent. But demonstrators in Sanford say their protests will continue. I'm Amy Green in Sanford.